This next Stabbins Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. In this next Stabbins Den Scams the Scammers, Mavis wants to help Dick Eldorado foil Vito Cazzata from extorting money from him. But Dick has the best in the business, Johnny Carstairs, Master Detective. But first, it's time to see an 8-foot ostrich on Dick's rainbow lawn. So listen and enjoy!
Hello, my dear Richard. I'm so glad you are having being able to write me. Jesus Christ. I hope your arm is instead of A-OK, O-OK now.
Yeah, they always say that, O-OK.
It's stupid. How is Mr. Kitty?
Mr. Kitty?
Yeah.
Who's Mr. Kitty?
Can't remember.
Mr. Whiskers.
She can't even remember
the cat's name?
Yeah, I know.
That's grounds for divorce.
I know. I might have to move on. Please take care of him.
See what I can do for you.
I don't know what to say. The only thing I could tell you is going to the police and tell them. Ask them to help you record a conversation between he and you. Tell them every... It's just funny to hear back that they're just buying into this shit.
This bitch is believing. She's trying to help you.
Even better is that the scammer is trying to help you with your legal problems.
They probably know.
Yeah.
Ask them to help you record a conversation between he and you. Tell them everything he told you. You can set him up by taking the money to him with the police seeing you both. You ask them to help, honey, because I don't want to lose.
Oh, my God. Wow. All right, she's in.
She's very good, Joe.
She's in.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are you going to bring up the legal fact that you can't record somebody unless they are aware of it?
Well, not
with the cops?
Don't worry. Help is on the way. Tell your boss you are having a bad time and he should give you some time to get well. You can try to go to work if you can. Please tell your boss to have some patience. Hope you reply me soon. And I replied me soon. All right, so I replied back to her last night. My dearest Mavis, thank you for getting back to me. I caught a break and hired a private detective, Johnny Carstairs. He's in the best in the business, but his rates ain't cheap. If you don't realize, that was a Rotgut song.
Sorry, I didn't know the whole catalog.
I'm just saying.
How does she not know?
She's
Rotgut. Does she know the Marsha Brady song?
No. Unless you told her.
I might have. I saw Richard Eldorado in drag the other night.
Yes. Mr. Carstairs and I are working on a plan to set up Vito Cazzata and get the money that he's trying to embezzle me, for which can result in a big payoff.
Wait, the money he's trying to embezzle me? You talk like this asshole now.
Yeah.
You guys are a match made in heaven.
From me. Well, dinner was almost ready, so I don't know.
I understand. I've been there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. You hear the microwave go off, you know, and the fucking spell check.
Ding, all right. This poem's done.
Are you going to eat? I got to put my TV dinner in. I'll be right there. I'll write a fucking story.
And that's where you go.
What do you just love to
what
be a fly
kind of
on
story?
The
oh, man.
It's a story of bullshit.
The flies
these
go,
people.
You know what? Let's go to the horse shit.
Yeah.
Man, stinks. Get us out of here. TV dinner's PU. TV dinner's bad poetry. Yeah. And I'm flying on the camera.
Actually, if we hang out long enough, that rope burst that she left on the bed is going to go bad. We can hang out.
The plan is along the lines of what you were saying. I hate dishonest, lying people, and we will get him. As for my boss, Mr. Bix, he has no sympathy for me and is always telling people I'm disabled. But I know I will be back. Nobody will keep this dick down.
Nice.
As for my arm, I hope for the best. I don't want to lose Mr. Whiskers. I have to go as the painkillers are making me hallucinate, and I can't keep imagining things.
Are you imagining you had a head wound 60 years ago?
I don't drive a limousine nor a unicycle.
Although that might be a nice addition. A unicycle would make this story a little better, Dick Eldorado.
That would be extra.
Maybe I'll take one to court tomorrow.
You got to go to court tomorrow?
Sure. I mean, the wife's the first day of court, the divorce.
Oh, that's right.
You have to get one of the jurors
to help
you up on it.
Well, I have plans. I wonder how this is going to go. Although, if Agnes does not start giving me the hours that I need, I think right now she's like, well, he's going to court. This is when I got to check in. Let me work some other horse shit.
Right.
Or she's really broke because I've eaten up all the fucking money.
Because if they're actually spending money to use internet cafes for this, you guys are winding them down.
That's what we're going for.
Yep. Yeah, we're running them into the fucking black, or the red, rather.
The black is their color.
Yes. I have to go as the painkillers are making me hallucinate. And I keep imagining things. I looked out my window before, and I swear I saw an 8-foot ostrich on my lawn.
I like that.
I swear I saw that.
Which really is not that big for
it's
an ostrich.
It's not that big for an ostrich. They probably are 8 foot.
Yeah, that's true. I'm seeing beautiful colors and such on these painkillers and the passes I had to write about it. My rainbow lawn. My rainbow lawn, green and blue, where ostriches run. But are they true? I don't know, but if they do, I want a rainbow to run straight to you. Love, Dick Elder. Look at the look on your face.
What I'm thinking about this is, and you're writing some really touching poetry. What I'm thinking about, though, is to take this to the next level, you need to communicate to her how important poetry is to you, and if she could start writing you some equally good prose. I think that's where we got to go with this. She wrote one at once.
Right.
But it was kind of lovey-dovey. Now that she sees what a fucking whack job you are, and you can get her to expand her horizon.
All right. Now, let's take this further, okay?
Good.
What a whack job I am.
Yes.
And she wants to write poetry. What's my incentive? Number one, there's an embezzlement that I can get $10,000 back from this guy because I'm working with this private detective. Also, my wife's estate should be settled in a month.
Yes.
There is a potential payday there to have her baited on the hook.
Yeah.
She's baited. She's in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she's in.
She's telling my girl how much. I mean, you know, it's real. The two hens gossiping over Sony Pops.
That's incredible.
No, do you agree? It's time to.
I would agree.
Yes. My girl's writing porn. Your girl got to write poetry. Hell, even Flory was cutting paste and bullshit to me.
Let's see how good she does. You know, she writes.
Because you're writing horseshit, but we expect it from you.
I'm sorry, that last one, The Rainbow Lawn. I think that if it was the 60s, you'd have a hit on your hands.
I think so, too.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.